We are ready to go with our RVR Bank guest DJ this morning, Jessica Fickbaum from RVR with us, along with your guest this morning.
Yes, thank you. Kate McCowan is with me this morning, and we're going to be talking about the Pitch It competition.
Yeah, we were pitching it actually for a couple weeks there, and tell us more about what that is.
Awesome. So the Pitch It in Fremont event is sponsored by the Fremont Creative Collective. So we're the nonprofit organization that hosts it. And every year we collect applications from entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, small business owners in the area. And then they compete in kind of a Shark Tank style Pitch It event. And they can win an awesome prize package. So that's kind of our signature event for the spring. And that's coming up this Thursday, April 11th from 7 to 9 at the Midland University Dining Halls.
And it's not just the event. There's a little bit of education that goes with this too, right?
Yes, we had six sessions that focus on helping a small business or startup with whatever they would need, whether it's financials, how to get that loan, make that business plan, help with marketing, just the pieces of the puzzle that helps that business grow and launch.
So about how many do you have that are going to be competing?
Yes, we selected six different business owners or aspiring entrepreneurs, and we did have more applications than we had slots this year. So that was an awesome thing, and the folks that weren't selected, we definitely encourage them to apply next year. So very competitive for this year's Pitch It.
Yeah, even if you weren't selected, I would imagine you probably gave them some suggestions on how they can make it better.
Yep, we did provide feedback for their application. Yeah, we do that.
I mean, I don't just rush to my mailbox and go, oh, I got the rejection letter, right?
No.
Right. Yeah. And a big part, as Jess was mentioning with our workshop series and with the Pitch It, is we're trying to connect entrepreneurs to all the great resources that are in the Fremont community. So there's so many great free resources and try to help them build that network so that they can be successful.
Yeah, and I know the process, not just bragging about RVR Bank, but you guys have a process for those kind of people that come in too, don't you?
Well, sure, absolutely. We act as a counselor in the sense of we want to make sure that they're starting off on the right foot. So these kind of classes, we love to be a part of in the sense of we want to make sure that that business owner or potential business owner, as they are thinking about it or even trying to grow, that they know what they're doing, right? They have confidence. And actually, you know, small business owners, maybe we don't know what we're doing all the time, you know, or they don't, but at least we have the resources.
It's good to have all those resources there, all those people that are like, did you think about this?
And and I would say our team at RVR Bank is great at leading people to those resources. So.
Good deal. We're talking with Kate McCown and Jessica Fickbaum, the Pitch It event coming up here real soon. The actual event is going to be next week, isn't it?
That's right. So Thursday, April the 11th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Midland University Dining Hall. So each participant gets about 15 minutes total. So we recommend about 6 to 8 minutes for the actual pitch where they're pitching their business. And then the rest of the time is reserved for questions from our judges so that they can get all the information they need.
Who are these judges?
We have an awesome variety. And again, thinking about helping the participants build that network, learn about resources. So our judges this year are Mike Staffenbeil, and he is from Paragon Capital Endeavors. So he actually is part of a group that invests in small business owners.
Okay.
Jenny Murnane Rainey, who is a faculty member at Midland University in the School of Business. Nick Verba, president of RVR Bank. Winsley Duran, who is vice president of economic development for the Greater Omaha Chamber of Commerce. And then Brenda Wilberding, president and CEO of the Fremont Chamber of Commerce. So a really good variety of folks that are very excited to connect with entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. So the public can actually come and watch, can't they? Or
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
Yes. Yeah. This is open to the public. Like we said, 7 to 9 p.m. We'll have a lot of seating, some snacks, food, and
Jess. And what is so exciting, our winners from last year, S&P Salt and Pepper Barbecue, are actually going to get to cater the event. So they are super pumped to come back and get to engage with the group that kind of helped them get set up for success this past year. So we're super excited to have Steve and Bev from Salt and Pepper Barbecue come and participate as caterers this year. So they won last year.
So that's awesome. And they used that money towards expanding. Mm-hmm. Basically, they have a brick and mortar location that they will, you know, kind of work out of along with their actual mobile truck that they have still. But it's exciting to see in what has been done in a year's time.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Before we get to the contestants, how about we play a song? We'll come back and talk more about the event.
Huh? All right. Sounds great.
So you picked out Little Stones. You're a big Rolling Stones fan?
Or? Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Kate McCown and Jessica Fickbaum. Fremont's Morning Mix. Good one for those startup businesses, right, Kate?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Jessica Fickbaum and Kate McCown with us, talking about the Pitch It event coming up next week right here in Fremont. And you've already picked out the six businesses that will be competing. So do we kind of want to run through who those or what kind of businesses they're going to be?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really excited this year. As in past years, we have a huge variety in terms of the type of business, where they are in their business. So we're really excited. So Steve Gossett with the Power Up Wedge is one of our participants. So this one is interesting because it's actually a physical product. So that's pretty cool and something we don't see a lot of. So we're excited to hear Steve pitch. Sydney DiMicelli with Radiate Light, which is kind of a health and wellness IV type business. Yeah, yep. Pretty interesting.
Piercing, hydration, a vitamin wellness. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Big variety and maybe something we don't see as much in this area. Mm-hmm. We have Scott Flanagan from Fourth and Main Designs. So if you are a quilter in the greater Fremont area and beyond, you know Scott. He's very talented, doing workshops, creating quilt patterns, etc. So Scott is going to pitch. And then this one is the one we maybe had the most conversation about with the Fremont Creative Collective Board. Jaeger Plevel, and I know Jaeger has a couple of business partners as well, and this is a young business called the Next Level Media and Promotions LLC.
Mm.
Yep, so this will be interesting. We have Erica Morum returning from last year, and her business is the Cart & Co. So if you've been to Semo downtown, Erica's been all over the place with her pop-up coffee cart doing artisanal coffees and everything like that. So she pitched last year and is returning. And then we have Jamie Haith with Jamie Haith LLC speaker and coach, and she's a resiliency mindset focused coach. So again, super big variety with those participants.
It'll be that's gonna be a lot of fun. So what time does it start again? It's on again, was it, did you say Thursday?
You got it, Chris. Thursday, April 11th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Midland University Dining Hall. So that's kind of there on the east end of campus.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, folks can arrive a little bit early. We'll be there, of course, helping folks get set up and everything, but we will start right at 7 because we'll have a packed agenda.
So you will actually name a winner that night?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, good.
And our presenting sponsor is RVR Bank. So RVR Bank is such an excellent partner for us. And I know one of the highlights of Jess's position is that she gets to award the winner their prize check.
The big check.
Oh, so that's fun. So at the actual event, well, they just get the 15 minutes. There's no like, now we're going to go do the tux and formal, anything like that, right? It's just you present.
Right.
And that's it.
Yep.
And they ask questions.
Yep, exactly. And so we really encourage the pitch to be about 6 to 8 minutes. They're focusing, of course, on introducing their business, what problem they're solving. So that's a big piece of it. And then they talk about feasibility. There's a little bit of a piece to the financials. So if a company is already in business, what's that look like? And then we're really interested in the local impact. So how are they going to have a positive local impact in the Fremont community? And then how will they use that grand prize if they're selected as a winner? So that is a lot to cover in 6 to 8 minutes, as you might imagine. But we want to leave time for the judges to ask questions. As we talked about, the judges have such a wealth of experience, and they're going to be able to ask questions, provide some feedback that's helpful to the participants.
Yeah, yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. So the next one, I want to look forward to the next one. When will you start with recruiting people for 2025?
Yeah, that's a great question, Chris. So really after this one ends, so as I mentioned, We did have more applicants than we had slots.
Okay.
So I always encourage those folks to look out for us next year. I will say we have got a lot of new board members with a lot of great ideas. So we're looking to expand our partnerships with the Fremont Creative Collective is looking to expand their partnerships with some other organizations in the community, and we'll be reworking our workshop series a little bit. So
yeah, I was going to say the workshops usually begin what, about 3 months before?
Yes. Yeah. January we start them. So yeah, we're looking at changing the workshops, adding or subtracting or whatever we think that may be beneficial.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to it. Again, it's coming up Thursday. We'll wrap things up after we hear there will be a little pressure. So you picked out Queen, right?
Yeah.
A little pressure on these people to perform.
Right.
Again, if you want to see the Pitch It competition, it'll be next Thursday, the 11th, right?
You got it.
It'll be at the Midland University Dining Hall. Be there, what, about 6:45 or so?
Yeah, that'll work. Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll be right back. 8:50, Fremont's Morning Mix. David Bowie, Queen, Fremont's Morning Mix. It's 8:54. We're kind of wrapping up our RVR Bank Guest DJ show this morning. We didn't really talk about what the winner wins, right, Kate? Yeah.
Yes, the winner wins an amazing small business prize package. So as I referenced earlier, RVR Bank is our presenting sponsor. We literally couldn't do it without them. And the grand prize is a cash prize of $5,000, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So $5,000 is a great way for these folks to keep growing their business, take it to that next level. They also will win an automations, systems, and Excel consulting package with Prosper Spark, another past winner. So that's a great way to really leverage automation and make your business more efficient. That's a $1,400 value. They win a bronze membership with the Fremont Area Chamber of Commerce, a $350 value. And then they get to come be with you, Chris, as DJ for the day spotlight with RVR Bank. So they'll get some exposure.
$200 value.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So hopefully all the pieces they need to really take their business to the next level and get that exposure.
Yeah, for sure. That's going to be good. Again, that'll be happening next Thursday at Midland University's Dining Hall, 7 o'clock start. So get there a little bit early. Six different businesses competing. It's our own kind of a Shark Tank deal. So kind of deal. That's really cool.
But not as ominous, I would
say. No, no.
Yes.
Everybody's a little more approachable.
Yeah. And they're not going to sit there, okay, well, I'll offer you this instead.
Yes. No bartering or, no.
Yeah. Although last year, several of the participants were brainstorming how they could partner as small business owners.
Yeah, that was neat.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah. So definitely more camaraderie. Yeah. Less. That's why I hesitate to use that example because it's not that intense. More supportive, we'll say.
Yeah. More collaboration. For
absolutely.
Sure. For sure. All right, ladies. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, Chris.
Yeah.
I want to give, can I just give one more shout out to our other sponsors?
Yeah.
So I referenced Prosper Spark, which is an additional sponsor, and they, Brandon Zobel is a past winner and current board member. Blair Horner with Don Peterson Real Estate, Peak Leadership Training and Coaching, and Shaw, Holt, and Navarette, certified public accountants. So busy this time of year. And again, RVR Bank, we couldn't do it without our presenting sponsor.
Yeah. Fremont Creative Collective, definitely putting a lot of work in, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. That'll wrap it up. And